You will know exactly what I'm trying to say. You don't even know, yeah, are they healthy back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because at the moment, the doctor tell me, oh, he may wheelchair for the rest of his life. I think if I do the same thing,
like my husband comes back immediately,
she can be messy with her thing, but she do that for me. Right, so
is it Sagittarius? Maybe it is.
Maybe when they care, I don't know.
Yeah, like when my husband come immediately, I hear the you know, we have the gate, right? I will open the, so before he has time to open the wooden door, I'll open for him. And then I'll take his groceries, all that.
Yeah,
I'll put in the kitchen. Buy lunch, that kind of
maybe
thing.
Maybe that's the day thing. Yeah, yeah, right. Because I do the same. Of course I do the same texture, but I never have the same way
done to you,
done back, like in return, you know, like the exchange way of taking care. Like, for
just
example,
you're only doing it.
I always do it in the past, right? I never experienced like someone else would do it back to me. Or I think that is what he made me feel like. I feel like we just so, I think we're really very compatible in terms of life value and how the way we treat each other, like, even like in the small detail, like. We go to night restaurant or whatever. Like, we just so, we don't have to tell each other. You know, like, it kind of like the music. Two person play two different instruments, but somehow it come out the song. So it's the same thing. Like, he know how to step back two steps so I can enter the restaurant first. He know how to step himself out when I just take my towel out. He know I need to go to the toilet without saying it, right? He will stand up. Will step out first, so it give me space for me to go. So it's like something that you don't have to say it.
No, that means he is constantly observing you.
Yeah, but so do I. But yeah, like something that I feel like it needed, because you are as a couple. It's very rare for you to don't have to discuss in all this small detail. You get what I mean? Because all this is so small. It's really so small. It, like, it's so, even for me to explain to you guys, I feel like, oh my god, it's so small, no, that you don't even need to explain.
It's what makes up daily life.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
It's small things that make something. And imagine how much energy you save.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, it both of us, like, to understand, like, learn from each other so fast to understand, like, I don't even need to, like, guess did he come back or not. I just text, hey, are you back home for dinner? Because yes, and we prepare something. If not, then I will eat whatever in the fridge and then I go to bed. And he'll like, yeah, I will eat at home, you know. That's it. So we don't have to like
explain,
oh, are we going to go for the date, are you going to see your colleague where you always go drink colleague or whatever. We don't even talk like that, you get what I mean? Like, we really understand the basic.
You become like husband and wife.
Yeah, but in the healthy level.
Yeah, that's what Chinese you say, lao fu lao qi, means a couple that has been together for a long time.
Yeah, but we're not even in long
time.
Yeah,
I mean, like, the vibe.
Yeah, the vibe of we are like comfortably, like, even we plan in the weekend or whatever. So that's why I say I need someone who make me feel like home, right? I pass a state of date for fun. I don't looking for fun anyway. I never looking for fun. So, and I'm the person 7:38, I'm in the bed, you know. If the person who I am with feel uncomfortable with that, is very hard for me either, right? So yeah, feel like a home. Second thing, yes, I think is he has to take care of himself, like you say, like mentally, physically.
Oh, that's what Joey was saying also, right?
Yeah, so you're like,
pain,
you don't, it's the health, because I think we will have a lot of day that he don't want to exercise, which is, I understand, he fly a lot for work and jet lag, and we will fight about that, because I'm the person that go gym every day and I feel annoying about that, which has nothing to do with him. It's just me. I feel annoying if I have to date someone that not keep up with my standard. And that is my standard. I don't blame him. I aware that my standard, but at the same time, that is somehow it's annoying me. I think because the experience I have with my ex, he will sit this for many, many months. It's traumatized me from taking care of the people who cannot walk properly for a few months.
Because when you're sick, it's the people around you that
is a suffer. Right? So I think because of that traumatized me. So when I think one day I will very break down, I will tell him that, you know, the only way that you show love to me is to take care of your health. Because I don't looking for how much money you bring home. If tomorrow you're sick, no matter how success am I, no matter how much children we have together, no matter how much promised land that the life we promised to live together going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Because I would have to be there in the bedside with you no matter what. You know, because if I choose you to be my partner, your health have to be the priority you give in. And I'm annoying because you don't take care of your health. That's it. Full stop. I'm not annoying because I'm treat you like a robot or whatever, you know. But if you're going to love me, why are you going to plan to give me
extra trouble?
Extra trouble.
Extra work.
Like, you should release this out from me because this is something that is serious. This is something that I've been experienced. It's not only, I'll tell you, you guys, this, it's not only cause you emotionally draining, mentally draining, financially damaged. Okay. And when someone's sick, and whoever watched video at this moment, who really have someone who's sick in your family, which is your partner, your spouse, your parents,
somebody you have to take care of,
you will know exactly what I'm trying to say. You don't even know, are they healthy back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because at the moment, the doctor tell me, oh, he may wheelchair for the rest of his life. What are you wanting me to take that information? You get what I mean? Like, what do you want me to hear that information? It's mean. No, like, this doctor is bullshit. He will stand up on his feet again and he walk away. I cannot guarantee that. Because at that moment, when he in hospital life, he in the wheelchair. That's the only thing I see. I really only see that no matter how much money you have to pay for hospital, and he may go in the wheelchair for the rest of his life. It's traumatize you. It's stress you.
It's something that money cannot fix.
It cannot, because at that moment you still have to work to earn money. You after work, you have to take care of your partner emotionally, because even the person is fear.
And feels like shit also.
Yeah, and the brain is damaged as well. They were draining down, and they drain you down together, like you drowning together as a couple. Right? So I think that is the second part that I think is important for me as a high value partner, that you have to take care of yourself. So you won't become
a burden
to the next person next to you. Don't open mouth and say like, oh, if anything happened to me, I'm not going to burden my wife and my kid and my girlfriend, my boyfriend, or whatever. It's bullshit. If you don't want that even happen, don't even in relationship.
Yes, you cannot have a partner.
Because if you choose them to be partner, you need to let them take care of you when you down.
And also, how can
and I mean, even love that back, right? Like, if I would be the one who's sick,
how can I
leave? Are you going to leave me alone? You get what I mean? You're not going to do that either, right? If you are the, like, I'm saying, a good person, like the sincerely loving person.
Right? And even if your partner, like, it's easy for me to say, oh, it's okay, you don't have to take care of me when I'm sick. But you think about it, if I love the person and this person is sick, how can I bear not to take care of that person?
Yeah, I think relationship only build when you go through hardship together as a couple.
When you go through shit together.
Yeah, I don't think good time will create memory, but hardship will create a bond, a bond as a couple that no money can trade that.
You know what I mean? It's like how plants and flowers grow. They grow through fertilizer, and fertilizer is shit.
Yeah, basically. And I think that's lead me to the third quality,
the third
that I think
high
important
value quality for that,
that you really have to be a calm together and deal
like emotional stability.
No, deal all the problem from outside throw into your relationship. So
like, even if it's not your problem,
so at this point, right, I was think that's the one of the best that I realized at like Joey and me that I have, that we can really so calm when problem come. Like, we really come and sit down and talk about problem. And this is not our problem. Sometimes we agree about our personal need more than the outside problem. Because normally couple, they fight more is like outside problem. We were so calm. Like, for example, he had to relocate. We will sit down and calmly talk. And now, you know, the war is starting in the era of near his country. He come from Lebanon, right? And he called me like, can you give me a second? My mom, my dad and my sister was say it's a bad situation in there, and the bomb would fly in the roof and all that every day, right? And we can like calmly talk about how can bring their parent come to stay for a few months and all that. So I say that's just a few example, or like he moving and Ava will feel heartbroken, then how do we deal with all that? So that's what I'm calling is the outside problem of us as a couple, that we were so calm and stable and transparent and direct to find the solution as a couple.
Instead of saying, it's you.
Yeah.
Share and subscribe! And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and
I. I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise and I. Bye!